Yelling.
Good morning. Sorry I'm late this morning. Struggling to wake up, drinking this thing. Yeah, I've got a terrible flu. And I'm told to wear. You were struggling with the Quran without me. Now that I have arrived, we can start. The armed minister, I think we should dispense with. But before that, apologies. Honorable Sikh won't be able to join us. And then the usual suspects. Kadi, Kwankwa, their permanent apologies. Oh yes, Honorable Shoppers Sol is still on sick leave. If honorable members agree, the agenda will be, we will consider minutes of the 11th, 12th, and 18th, three sets, and then we will then look at the adjustment and the MTBT. Oh, honorable members.
Sorry, Chair, just while you're on, apologies before you move on. I will need to leave at 11:30 if we're not done by then, if you would excuse me.
11:30.
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
But we should be finished.
Okay. We should be done by then. We don't have a long agenda. Let's do with the minutes first. The first set was the 11th of November. Any changes on those? The 11th of November. If not, who moves? Honorable Manana moves for adoption. Seconder. Honorable Kabaza. So we can move the 11th. The next set was the 12th. Any changes on those? If not, who moves? Honorable McLaughlin moves. Seconder. Honorable Nalunga second. Then the last step is the 18th. That's a short one. And no changes. Honorable Madopa moves. And Kenda Honorable Manana second. We are done with the minutes. Now, Honorable McLaughlin, you were not here yesterday.
No.
We went through the two reports yesterday, and we agreed now to look at what we call the final draft.
Yes.
So today is the final draft. I may be kind to you because you're not here today, but other members were here, so let's not go back to, unless the issues are not captured properly, then we can indicate that to the drafters that is not what we said. So I'm going to ask Sepo to take us through, but not go into details like we did yesterday. But of course, because this is our final draft, we want to the committee to adopt these reports. One of the things that I need to check with members that when I looked at the program yesterday, it didn't seem like they put time for debate. I still need to check because it seems like the House is struggling with time. I don't know if you've got the latest, because we had agreed that we want to have a debate. But if they have not put time, it means we'll only have declarations. What is the situation? Honorable.
If there is no debate, then it means you will just present the report and then there will be declaration. But I need to check with the program, because I wrote to them yesterday and indicated that we have a joint debate with the finance. After speaking to them verbally, they asked for a written submission, which I did. They haven't indicated to me that there is now a change of approach.
Yes, sir, good morning, sir. I'm going to be fine. This is all over. No, sir, in the pink sleeve, I saw the debate.
Where's the debate?
The pink sleeve.
I don't
think so. I think I left it there. Maybe if we can get a pink sleeve, we can look at it. Whilst we are busy, I can organize my secretary to bring a pink slip so that we will.
Okay,
let's get that. We have agreed as a committee last time that there should be a debate, but you know, it's not in our power if the leadership says there's no debate, then we will just do this. Can I just say to members, be prepared, but if there's no debate, we'll do declarations. Agreed?
Yes, agreed.
Yeah. It will handle it that way. Tepo, you are not sick this morning.
No.
Not yet.
Okay. Take us through.
Good morning, Chair. Good morning, Honorable Members. As per the agenda, yesterday, members did make some findings and points of evidence that they'd like us to include in the report. So what we did is that we implemented the changes and underlined where changes had to be made. So where there isn't any part that's underlined, it means the report was okay as such yesterday. And then I'll just on page 1 there were no changes required there, and similarly on page 2, and on page 2 the part that we had to remove, we had initially included the direct charges, but because that is not as per does not require the approval of the Standing Committee appropriation, we decided to remove that part. So that's the part that was removed, and then on. Okay, we can go to page 3. And on page 4, that was
Let's move with everybody.
Oh, okay.
Slowly. So, is anything on page 1? That's fine. Page 2. We just removed that part on direct charges, because direct charges are not already taken out, so there's no need to put the details. On page 3,
can I just
on page 1, this bracket thing, what is the meaning of it? Like on paragraph 2, where is there an appropriation adjustment, 2014 adjustment bill, and then there's a bill?
It's just a convention of writing that within the document itself, when we refer to the appropriation bill, we don't write it out in full. Then we just say the bill.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We are on page 2.
Yes, on page 2. On page 2, I'd like to advise members that first paragraph, it actually forms part of the direct charges that we need not consider. I just like to recommend that it be removed as well.
Says the National Revenue Fund payments have been increased.
Yes, due to the settling of losses and stuff. It forms part of the direct charges, so it's not... we would not need to consider that, so that's the recommendation.
Okay, we remove that paragraph?
Yeah, that's the only
thing. Anything else on page 2? Let me just say to the members that in the main you'll see that we are restating the facts.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm saying we shouldn't waste a lot of time there. We may pay a lot of time on what our observations are and recommendations. But the rest of these things you'll find in the estimate of national expenditure and other documents from National Treasury. We remove that paragraph on which has to do with the direct charges on page 3. Anything? Nothing on page 3. Move on to page 4. It's all unforeseeable and unavoidable expenditure, just restating all of them. Page 5, unspent funds, just restating all of them. Page 6, you must tell me if I'm moving too fast. Macro-organization of the state is really stating the new departments that have been created, what they have moved where, functions that have moved around. Page 7. Adjustment. Identify departments. The one thing that we should say that in this adjustment bill, there hasn't been too many changes. And too many adjustments anyway. Very few adjustments. Page 8. Members will remember we saw two departments, economic development and tourism. So we are just restating the issues that we raised with them. And we didn't see the Department of Sport, but they did send something in writing to us. That's why we've got them there as a third vote 20. If anything on page 10, 11, let's go to page 9 where there's underlined, sorry for that, there were changes to the figures.
We just make sure that the figures are exactly as per the A and E. That's all we did.
Okay. You can see those figures that are underlined. Yeah. We just make sure that they are exactly as they are in the estimate of national expenditure. You go to 10, anything there? No? 11? You have something on 11?
We talked about this,
but it's properly captured
now.
package?
5.4. Oh, mine is on page 12. Maybe my document is different. Okay, but I can see it, yeah. The committee knows that there have been a number of delays in the digital migration project and firmly believes that the speedy implementation of the digital migration is critical. Remember, we were concerned yesterday that if you look at the history of this, South Africa should have moved to digital migration by 2012. So this thing has been delayed too much. That's why the committee felt we should emphasize speedy implementation. Okay. Page 13. Okay. I must say page 12. The committee notes with concern the under expenditure in the sports and recreation, especially related in the infrastructure support, which is 14.1% and sports 2.18 programs. Okay. You're right.
Okay. Sports and Recreation Department of South Africa. In the Department of Sport and Recreation.
Yeah, we need to record it the way it is. No, what is it?
In the
and Recreation.
Department of.
No, it's fine.
I'm saying, in the Department of Sport and Recreation.
I agree.
Yes.
Not instead of in the sport. In the Department of Sports and Recreation. Okay, that will be fixed. And then there was also changes on 6.12 that the Department of Connectivity consider developing knowledge positive and a central information.
Thank you.
Hubs. It can be A and hubs. Unless you want to say central information hubs, if you want more than one. If it's A and then it's a hub. Otherwise, it must be central hubs or A hub. We want
more than one.
Yes.
Okay.
Remove the A, okay. And central information hubs, one-stop shops, that's what it's called. Assisting investments and programs that lead to new kinds of economic activity. Those were the suggestions.
Chair.
That all vacant posts are filled. Honorable McLeod.
Thank you, Chair. Just if we're using the word central, it indicates there's one. There's going to be one in the middle.
Yes.
So then you can't have central hubs. Now plural and singular together, sort of thing. So it's either a central hub or information hubs without the central.
What do we want? Do we want a central hub or what hub?
Just information hub.
Information hub, yes.
So remove the word central. Okay. What about regional?
Regional, provincial, whatever.
It doesn't matter where it is.
No.
It might just be not regional. It's okay.
Yeah, yes. It's fine.
On page 13, anything there? Everything seems to be underlined. Before 13?
Yeah, before 13. 6.13. Actually, one of the things, I'm not sure where we want to put that.
Okay, it's different departments.
Different departments.
Oh, yeah, it's
education.
Yeah.
Now, the 623 is tourism.
Tourism, yeah.
But they had the same problem.
Yeah.
That's why we have the same recommendation. Yes.
I'm not sure. I agree with my colleague to say that information has. But when I recall what triggered this was the challenge that the department is having a problem. They plan, but they don't understand what is happening in that particular province and that province. And as a result, they don't continue because they are blocked by EIE. And then we're talking about central, so that they understand, you know, what is happening in the whole country and different provinces. So that when they approve a project, there is no way that they can implement it because they just approve it. And on the way, they found that it was not viable to do it because they don't have an understanding of what is happening in different areas. I don't know whether it is right to say information has, because our concern was around the fact that the department's budget for certain programs in different provinces, when they start implementing, they have got a challenge. There are things that are hindering that they need to do. Agree that we will ask the House to adopt this without amendments. Do I see agreement by the committee? Honourable McLaughlin?
Just a question for clarity, Chair. In the very last paragraph, in the last paragraph in the brackets, it says National Assembly and then there's a long stroke, section 77. It just doesn't look good. In the second line of the last paragraph, it opens a bracket and then says National Assembly and then there's a long slash. And then it says Section 77. It just doesn't look nice. I don't know what the intention was. Maybe we could place it with a colon or something like that.
The Standing Committee on Appropriations, having considered the Adjustment Appropriation Bill B10,
2014.
Then National
Assembly.
Yes,
the intention was the National Assembly, Section 77 of the Constitution. But
do we have to say that?
Not that, but it's practice.
It's just that you've underlined there. It just looks a bit better.
You must remove what? The dash?
The dash, the colon rather.
National tell us that the that section 77 is of the Constitution?
Yes.
Okay. Refer to it as classified that is going to be making the rules. Before that, it says that we have to pay without. Okay, let's make sure that that part is written properly in line with the convention. Some of these things are just convention.
Yeah.
So we don't have to introduce new things. Write it the way it was written all the years.
Yes.
And you are safe. Right? The way it has been written in the past 20 years. Yeah. I don't know how long you have been here, but in the past 20 years. Okay, members, we agree on the adjustment. We will, depending on what the situation is, will be a debate or declaration, and parties are free to support or not support the adjustment in the House. Yeah, but let me get a mover now so that I'm officially done with this. Honorable Manopa moves to adoption. Any second? Honorable Manana second. Okay, so we're done with the adjustment. Yesterday, when we were dealing with the medium-term budget policy statement, there's something that we were discussing at the end. What we want the House to do with this one, in terms of convention, what happens? The adjustment appropriation, we are saying that the bill must be adopted. On the medium-term budget policy statement, what are we saying? Must be considered. The report to be considered, not adopted. Because it's a statement. Okay. All right. In fact, I think the chief whip is the one who's going to move that the House consider the report and this one to be adopted. Anything on the medium term? It's the medium term budget policy statement is really the overall. I don't know if we want to waste time on that. It's really the fiscal framework when all is said and done. But take us through where there were changes. Page one, nothing. Page two, anything. Three. Four. Tell me if I'm too fast. Five. Six. Seven, eight.
First change.
Nine, ten. From you will say that from 8 is really the hearing. We are just restating what is the input of the HSRC, FSC, Public Service Commission, and then the public hearings was NUMSA, Equal Education, Consultu and Verbs, and UNISPA. Then from page 14 is our observations. Any changes there? Page 15, tell us what, 4.9?
Thanks, Chair. On 4.9, the committee was just concerned that the work of the chief procurement office should ideally cut across all spheres of the state. Okay.
So on page 11, that was underlined
sentence. I don't know what's wrong with it. Thanks. Initially, we had written only RASA, but then we realized that we had not referred to it previously in full. So we just undertook to write it out in full.
Thank you for
our
attention.
For 4.11, which is the first part there on page 16, the view of the committee was that as much as we have highlighted that the committee's concern about school nutrition and scholar transport in schools, wanted to emphasize that also the control system, to mention it explicitly, that in some instances it does not benefit qualifying beneficiaries. So it's what we captured there, 4.11.
Great. 4.13. 4.9. In fact, I've also noticed that in that B-RRR report, there's indication there that they are reviewing these issues, nutrition, etc., which is fine. But that's our concern as well, that we want these things to really benefit the people that they are supposed to benefit properly. So it's really in line with that. If you listen to the debates yesterday on the BRRR report, they are also concerned about those same issues. On 4.13, here we are concerned about post-schooling, that although that expenditure is the fastest growing, that we still do need to emphasize the fact that we still want to see more funding to for student bursaries and loans, which is done by NSFA, National Student Financial Institute. So that has been now captured. Agreed?
Agreed.
17? 12. 4.19, the COVID overview that government should minimize bureaucracy, as this would unlock
it.
Private sector participation in the economy. Just a statement that we wanted to add there about in private sector investment. 4.22. Okay. He wants to make a grammar change. Let's see.
Oh, no, it's a suggestion. Bureaucracy. Instead of bureaucracy, if you were to have at administrative bottlenecks or challenges, I think it's much more clean. But I don't know.
Yeah, well, you put bureaucracy there.
So
you want to change the word bureaucracy. What I suggesting, you must say what? Read the sentence.
The committee is of the view that the government should minimize bureaucracy as this would unblock blockages of private sector participation in the economy. And then I'm thinking instead of bureaucracy, we have administrative bottlenecks.
Bottlenecks?
Yes. Okay.
Minimize administrative bottlenecks. Honorable Mr.
Thank you, Chair. Also, a grammatical issue. You can't unlock a blockage, you unlock a key. A blockage you remove or you dissolve or something like that. It just reads a bit funny, unlocking a blockage. So perhaps we'll just say remove the blockages. That would read better to me. Thank you.
Agreed. 4.22. In addition, the committee remains concerned with the high vacancy rate within departments. We Would you just emphasize that it's part of the observations we've made from the presentation we received from PSC?
Agreed.
Agreed. 18. Okay, you still have net plus there. 5.14.
We did not include it explicitly initially, so we just include it now, especially increased funding for NESFAS.
Okay. Yeah, we didn't have NESFAS there, so we just added it. And 5.16?
Does it say new recommendation? It was not there yesterday, which is just to respond to the concerns we have for the quintile system. So for the Department of Education to assess the effectiveness thereof.
Okay, that's a new one. I think it's also in line with the BRRR report, but I think they also are looking at that. Honorable McLaughlin.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. I'm just not sure whether we captured anywhere the concern we had about the high rate of fraudulent claims that are being made against NESFAS. So if we're going to give them more funding, we also need to tighten up their controls somehow. I think that should be captured in here as well, that they're a little sharper in just paying out money to people. So obviously, that's been a big loophole in their system that we need to try and close up so that the funding gets to the right place. Yeah.
In fact, when they appeared before, they indicated that they are changing the system, whatever. Then maybe what we should say, where we are saying that there's a need for more funding, we should also say that the committee supports the process to control measures and whatever, those things that they were doing. Because I remember specifically they said that they are reviewing
the system,
changing it, etc., to minimize fraud and those problems. Yeah. Okay. I think we agree. We'll include that.
Thank you.
That's about education. 5.18, health.
For the NTUK states that a significant portion of fund that goes towards health is allocated to providing for ARV treatment for 2.7 million, and that constitutes a significant portion of the budget. And then also that the rate of infection for HIV is still very high. In 2012, 420,000 people were infected. Therefore, in response to that, a suggestion was made by HSRC, and we are just responding to that. Within the available resources, do consider protecting programs that have to do with social and behavioral change so that we somehow at least arrest the high HIV infection rates. So that's the response to that.
Okay. Honorable McLeod.
Thank you, Chair. I would just suggest that we don't use the word arrest, which just means stop. But then can't we say reduce the high rate? Isn't that our actual intention, or the intention here, is to reduce this, not just to stop it, peg it at a level, but to bring it down. Thank you.
Reduce, not arrest. You
follow? Yeah.
Better English?
Yeah.
Arrest criminals. and reduce.
Hopefully.
Okay.
And reduce the crime rate.
Okay, that's taken. 5.19.
The labor market intelligence units within DHE, it's going to be very central, because the challenge is that the labor market is such that the supply is not responding to the actual demand. So we're basically just imploring the Treasury and the Department of Higher Education to ensure that this unit is supported.
Okay. That's it.
Thank you, Honourable Chair. In the third line, can I just suggest, it reads, aimed at the establishment of the Labour Market Intelligence Unit. Replace the word the with of a Labour Market Intelligence Unit.
A Labour Market, not
the. At the establishment of a Labour Market Intelligence Unit. The last line's not reading nicely to me either. I'm just trying to think how it should read.
Work on linking.
Then it's of supply of required skills. For work on linking. Economy wide demand.
For the work. I think the honourable members are saying that it does not read.
Economy-wide demand.
Okay, so I turn up
this labour market intelligence unit to do what?
Sorry, Chair.
That's why you must find proper. This unit will work on linking.
Can I make a suggestion,
yes.
Chair? I don't know whether it captures the actual intention. But I would suggest it reads, for work on linking economy-wide demand for the supply of required skills. Instead of for the demand of, should read demand for the supply of required skills.
You got it,
ma'am?
It is not unit to work on linking economy. Instead of for, to link, to work on linking.
Yeah, I changed 4 to 2.
Yes,
yes.
4 to 2.
Yep, I agree with that. To work on the economy wide demand for the supply of.
On linking the economy wide demand for the supply of factory.
Yes.
Now that's our English. 5.2. 2.2.2. 5.2.2. Is that okay?
Yes. It's just a response. I remember it was raised by Dr. Matopa that executive authorities often you find that they are not technical, so that they are able to force themselves into performance agreements and they'd like to get some support that they are guided to be able to complete it.
Okay.
Okay. This is also the HSRC did indicate to the committee that the investments that will be in education when they are targeted particularly at ECT, the benefits for that can be very exponential long term. And so in this instance we are indicating to the Department of Education, Cooperative Governance, and the National Treasurer to consider as much as funding is limited in the medium term, just to think of ways how they can facilitate the rollout of the ECD program. So it's something for the executive to think about in the future.
Thank you, Honourable Chair. Just on the screen there, it says 5.2, it should read 5.3. No, in our document is correct, but on the screen it's different. If you're going to use that, yeah. Thank you. Then in the third line, the last word in the third line, you've got bottom-up approaches to, I would say bottom-up approaches for the provision of early childhood, just to correct the grammar.
Where are you? 5.31.
5.31, the last word in the third line. Change 2 to 4. For the provision of early childhood development.
For the provision.
Yes, sir.
For the provision of early childhood development in each district. Okay. 5.32 at 1.5.
Yes. This is just in response to the emphasis that contained in MTVF that is on involving the private sector and involving partnerships. And we have concerns, especially with the rollout of the school in infrastructure program. It's not moving as fast as the committee would want to. And more efforts in response to the MTVF is that the program should look into really involving the social partners for the effectiveness of the program.
Okay.
Just one comment, Chair. In the second line, the word schools, just have an apostrophe after the S. The infrastructure belongs to the schools. No, after the S. If it's before, it's just one school. After the S, is more than one school. So, thank you.
Roll out of
schools, infrastructure.
Or schools. Apostrophe before the S. Okay. Conclusion? Ran, you've got it? Schools. Okay. Conclusion? Is that response?
Agreed. Thank you, Chair, even though I'm an hour late because I actually checked the notice. The notice says 10. Yes, it says 10. That's why I'm late. Sorry. Thank you.
Sorry for that. We thought we should start early in case
makes sense.
We have to go through a lot of work, but I'm sure the message didn't reach everybody.
Yeah.
We've just done... We have adopted the adjustment,
did you not get that?
Appropriation bill, and now
the report
on the medium-term budget for the engagement. Do I see a mover that this is fine, be considered by the House? Honorable Travaglia, seconded by Honorable Madopa. Done. We are done with the two reports. Now, I've just been alerted that it does seem from what we see here that there will be no debate, but obviously we will then, parties can ask for declarations. It's now the convention. But from what I read here, okay, let me just see what I see. Consideration of the report, firstly the one from finance. Well, I know finance said they don't want the debate anyway. The chair came to me yesterday and said, why do you want the debate? I'm sure it's them who influenced. You want the debate? Who's spoken about this thing? And then the report from us on MTBPS, no debate. Consideration of report from Standing Committee on Appropriation on Adjustment Bill, no debate. Okay, number four.
Yeah.
Interesting. Number four actually says debate on medium term budget policy. First reading. So there might be a debate. Okay, let's prepare for a debate. Yeah, it says there's debate. Okay, there's no debate on the first three items, but number four, there'll probably be a debate. Okay, we'll prepare for a debate. It doesn't say how much time is given.
No,
normally it's about 90 minutes,
yeah.
So we'll take it from there. And then, okay, second reading says no debate. So there must be just, so there will be one debate on all these issues. So there won't be a debate on MTBPF or just meant to be one thing. Okay. There's one thing that I thought we should do since this might be our last meeting. Where's that program? It was a program for next year. I don't know if you received it.
Yes.
We may still be able to adjust it because there may be other issues that may come up. But we thought we should have something that we can send to the programming committee. The only thing that you should consider carefully there is the oversight visit to the Eastern Cape. On page one. We have been wanting to go to the Eastern Cape. I do hope that February the 18th is the Wednesday. We'll leave it like that for now, and then we'll see what. Of course, remember February is also the time of
State of the Nation.
A lot of activity in Cape Town. But that's the proposed program for now. Another member.
Thank you, Chair. Perhaps we should just note that on the 28th of January, I think, or the 29th, there's a by-election. So some of those may not be available for the proposed oversight. I think it's the 29th, yes, sir.
Of Feb?
January, sir.
What do we have there?
Composed oversight visit to the Eastern Cape.
What we'll do, we'll just maybe move it to the following week.
Right.
We can. Yeah. Okay, we'll juggle it around, move meetings to the first week.
Yeah.
Do the oversight the following week. But why don't we agree firstly on this, and then we can pick it up when it comes.
One correction, the State of the Nation can't be on the 26th week.
True. It's going to be very difficult to achieve. My time machine's broken.
The State of the Nation can't be when?
February 2013.
15. Well, mine says 2015.
Oh, how
says 2013.
You have the wrong document.
Clearly.
Mine is correct. Okay. All right. We agree. We adopt this, and then when we come back in January, we can always pick it around if there's a need for change. Yes, another.
Hello. No, Chairperson, there is one other issue that we raised before, that of meeting our committee on issues relating to our population. Economic Development Portfolio Committee keep on raising this issue. When are we meeting other committees on appropriation? And I said we might want to meet with them early next year in preparation for the budget for 2015. But I don't know how those meetings are going to affect the budget, because we should have met them in the process of doing the BRRR. I don't know whether it will still be effective if we meet between now and the budget statement next February. But there is that issue that keeps on being raised by some of the committees, particularly
I think what we'll do, let's arrange meetings with them after the budget, really to look at, we'll be more concerned with implementation and the monitoring expenditure. I think to think that we can influence the budget between January and February will not assist.
But we should, immediately after the budget, we should then vigorously start looking at issues with them, and also look at how we influence the next adjustment budget. So we can factor that in.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. We'll also ask them to make submissions to us so that we can consider the IAPP. Shall we agree that that will be the case? Yes.
Thanks, Chair. What Honorable Kawasa is raising, there is a recommendation for economic development. We do want the report purpose in 60 days. That's what that already provides a starting point of engagement as well. And I'm hoping that, okay, it can be adopted for now, but next year early there should be some time for us to meet and reflect. We've had a stress plan, we've set targets for ourselves, we had a lot of recommendations for the appropriation bill, we've had recommendations now for the adjusted appropriation and for the MTPS. And we just maybe take time to go back and say, are we on track, and make some time for that, even before ideally the next budget is tabled. Yeah, that's all.
Okay. The other thing that we need to, we can sort that out in January. We're supposed to visit National Treasury, and I'm told they were very excited. There were a lot of preparations in Pretoria, and we then decided we can't do it this year. So I think we should still do it next year, but obviously we'll have to do it after the budget, because probably January, February, they'll be very busy. So we can visit them after that. We still want to visit the Reserve Bank as well. So we'll bring that also back. And we might want to go overseas next year to go and look at some best practices. Now that we have settled, and I'll ask the researchers to look at which country has the best practices that we must look at. Because of cost containment measures, we won't travel too much. We will go
Or just Swaziland.
Maybe. I know some people want to go to Mexico. I don't know if there's a good practice in Mexico. But we'll bring that on the program next day. No need to travel aid in there. Maybe after the budget has been. Any other matter that we need to consider? This is our last meeting for the year. From here,
I see the research.
Researchers, you want to say something? You want us to go to Mexico?
No, sir, thanks very much. Basically, what I want to say is that in respect to the study tour, we've done some groundwork. You know, we thought maybe, yeah, we'll release the paper early next year, but just for insight, the countries that we thought would be very interesting in terms of like their advance compared to us, but we thought members would just reflect on that. We saw Sweden and Germany. They seem to be very advanced in terms of the systems and everything, but we are still free to include other countries to explore. Thank you.
We don't have to make a decision today.
Morning.
Honorable Sheikh Imam, you also got the wrong time.
Yes, sorry, Honorable Chair. I thought it was at 10. Mm. Plus, you got a little bit of an internal crisis. I think you are aware of our president is not available, and so we got some challenges we're facing. But over and above that, something seems to have gone wrong, and I can't find my tag. So I had to go to visit the center and all of it. They won't allow you without you going and getting your visitor's card and all that. So there was quite a bit of a challenge. But let me apologize.
Our apologies. We have concluded the business of the committee who have adopted
okay.
the adjustment for adjustment bill and the MPDPS.
Yes.
We have adopted all the minutes. We have also adopted a program for next year. We look at it
mm-hmm.
on the understanding that we can always adjust it when we come back in January. When we come back in January, we also consider a date to visit National Treasury and Reserve Bank and one or two countries where we may lend something. But we don't have to finalize those today. We have also agreed that if we look at the program, it seems there will be a debate. So if members can prepare your speeches for the debate, we don't know how much time will be allocated. I think the wish of parties can look into those issues. If for some reason at the last hour we are told there's no debate, we can do declarations. But for now we think they will allow time for maybe a 90-minute debate on that thing. There won't be a debate on MTDPS separate from the adjustment. It will be one thing. So
it will
just be one debate. So as you walked in, we're just concluding the meeting.
Yes.
And I was just taking last comments. Honorable Kwan?
Chair, sorry, I know we've adopted the report already, and I'm not going to make any, I'm not going to suggest any changes apart from saying, can I then, can the meeting allow me to actually chat with the researchers to not make, you know, just a few cosmetic changes to the recommendations, not the substance and the content, just the structure, so that it flows and it enhances, it facilitates readability.
We don't want to see something that we...
No. I'm not going to smuggle anything into the recommendation.
And anything that anybody who touches this report must talk to me as a chair, because
no problem.
Remember, I don't want to see something I don't know.
Mm.
If I get to the house and I'm told, this is your report, I'm going to say, no, I don't know.
So
what do you want to do?
I know, Chair.
Yes.
No, I understand. I understand why. That's all right.
I don't want to see something I don't know. And anything ends here. When I walk out of here, there will be no other changes.
Okay. Make sense.
Otherwise, it may be a problem if I can't account to what this is. So I give you time. If there's anybody wants to make changes, there's still time.
Mm-hmm.
But when we walk out of here, that's it. Otherwise, members might say, but Chair, this paragraph, where does it come from? I think generally, the good thing with this report is that they really capture
yes.
what is sexual.
Mm.
I don't think there's anything that is not in documents that are there. Can I then suggest that we conclude the meeting and thank you very much, Honorable Member. Honorable Panto, we miss you.
I miss you too, Chair.
Yeah, we miss you. Can you ask next year that we allow you to come here?
Get appropriation.
To scope. This is the most important committee. And I must say to members that I think we have worked very well.
Mm.
I'm hoping that the House there can learn from us. the spirit of engagement in a constructive way. The committee has really done its work in a proper way. And I hope next year we'll continue the same spirit. Anything from the team? Something you want members to know before we leave?
Thanks, Chair. Maybe just to highlight that with regard to the oversight, Chair spoke about the oversight, we will be submitting to our colleagues the municipalities that we thought would be good to visit in terms of the water project. and we will also submit the number of schools that we have identified as well in the Eastern Cape. So all this oversight will be in the Eastern Cape for both water and education, the combination. So that whole week we'll be able to split these two projects for water as well as for school and see how far can they go. Thank you.
Honorable members, thank you very much. I think we also want to thank the chair. I thank myself on your behalf. Thank you very much, chair. The meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.
Yes.